The views and opinions expressed by the following program are those of the host, guest, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station or the Webster Rock Hill Ministries, its management, or other host or underwriting sponsors. Programs presented on KWRHLP are for educational and entertainment purposes only. Views which are presented are for educational purposes only and are not intended to treat, diagnose, or claim any cure of disease or condition.
This is Amanda LaPlante. You're listening to Get Real to Heal on KWRHLP 92.9 FM. And today I am here with Andrea Garcia of Comblu Kombucha. So happy to have you here. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah. So you and I, a few months ago, had an awesome conversation and I learned about your amazing journey that brought you to this company. And I'm just so excited to have you here to share that.
Thank you.
Yeah, so let's jump right in. Where did this all start?
Okay, so about 6 years ago or so, my daughter had gotten really bad and sick in her health. She was diagnosed when she was a baby with four different autoimmune diseases.
As a baby?
Yes, as a baby. She was 6 months old. And about 5 or 6 years ago, around that time frame, she had gotten to the point where she had become bedridden. And so now I'm going to go back to the beginning. So during that time when she was diagnosed, I was in the military. I served in the Air Force and I served in Special Operations. At that time that I had received her diagnosis, I was getting ready to leave within just a few days to deploy over to Kuwait. And while I was there, I decided to start researching health and understand what her diagnosis was and to understand what each thing was going to, or what the side effects were going to be of each medication that she was on.
Yeah, because when you're dealing with autoimmune diseases, I know through my journey, there's a lot of medication involved with that typical approach.
Yes.
And sometimes the side effects are worse than the disease itself in my personal experience. And as a mom,
they're scary.
Terrifying.
Yeah, for sure. And when she was diagnosed, I didn't really understand at that time that there would be side effects. You know, you just don't really think about it because a doctor's telling you, you know, do this, it's going to take care of it. And while I was researching, this guy, he was a pararescue. I didn't know him. I had just met him that one time. And he came up and sat next to me and asked me what I was learning. And I told him, and he was like, well, why don't you start learning natural medicine as well? You know, you're getting, you know, educated with the traditional, but learn the other side of it.
And this was a person that I think whenever you told me the story, you were like in your tent.
Yes.
In the desert.
Yes.
You know, and this
I
man
was.
Comes and sits next to you and you have this moment of connection.
Yeah, wow. It was really cool. I call him my angel because leading up to that part of it, I was actually playing basketball and after a sandstorm and I blew out my knee and I was playing with a bunch of guys. And he...
Okay, so for people that are listening to this on the radio, you can't see Andrea, but she is this gorgeous petite blonde.
Oh, you're so funny.
And it's like, oh, I was special ops in the Air Force, and then I was, you know, I blew out my knee when I was playing basketball. I'm like, what? You're one of the most interesting people.
I don't even think about it. So, yeah, thank you for that.
You're just so down to earth, too. I absolutely adore you.
You're so sweet. You're making me blush. So when I blew out my knee, he was actually on the court with me and he picked me up because I couldn't walk. He picked me up and carried me to the base hospital. And again, I didn't know him. We just kind of all worked together because of what our jobs were.
Yeah.
So then now back to the tent part of it, he came next to me and just kind of helped me, you know, walk through it. And the following morning, I had no idea, but he had deployed and I never saw him again. I didn't know his name, nothing. So I call him my angel. And all that to say, once I started doing that and understanding more about natural health, it was like a light went off and I fell in love with it. Just the dynamic, it was like a eye-opening experience for me. And from there, I flew back home after my deployment and did everything and anything throughout her time up until she was 16 to try to get her better. And that involved traditional medicine from going to the top doctors across the country to traditional medicine and doing some really weird stuff, you know, diet changes, all that. So I had gotten to the point, it wasn't getting better. I wasn't seeing results.
And this is from like birth to age 16 at this point. I can't, as a mom, so my son has been through a few health challenges with an autoimmune disease, and he's got, you know, some eczema and different things that we're dealing with and still trying to struggle to figure out. And it's only been a few years. So to think about the journey that you went through with her and how hard that must have been.
It was. And with my personality, I'm one of those people where I've got that drive and then I deal with the emotional part of it later. So I'm good in emergency situations. And so it was kind of like for 16 years, I was in an emergency situation. So I didn't think about it. And when she was 16, that's when her health just progressively got worse. She couldn't get out of bed. She had been covered in cracks all over her body. She had one of the diseases she had was eczema, but it was a type of eczema where she was covered from head to toe. There's lots of variations of eczema, kind of like Asperger's or autism. You know, there's spectrums of it. And hers was pretty serious. And so because she was covered with cuts all over her body, she couldn't move because the cuts would break open. And so at that time, you know, I'm a Christian and I had gotten to that point where I was just on my face. I was praying and just feeling really hopeless. And I knew that she was feeling hopeless. She had gotten to the point where she was dealing with depression, suicide, you know, all that stuff that goes along with oppression. And I just was on my face and I got this realization. It was like in that moment that there's a handful of things I didn't try. And one of them was a parasite cleanse. And around the same time, I had also crossed paths with kombucha. And the kombucha was something that I had been a little familiar with, but not totally. And when it was given to me, I was so in awe of it. You know, some people can be like starstruck with celebrities. I was like that with my culture.
Yeah, I remember you saying you were like, they handed it to me and I just had such reverence for it. I didn't even know what to do with it for a minute. You know, just
I did. It was like my little monster in a jar, but I loved it, but I was a bit intimidated and fascinated at the same time. And so I set it off in the corner of the room for like a month. Every once in a while, I go and peek on it. I'm like, oh, yeah, you're still there. What do I do with you, you know? And then that's when I started looking into brewing and different things of research, like tea. I went real hard on understanding tea, why tea is good for you, the types of tea, you know, organic tea to, you know, different categories of tea from black and green. And then also behind the scenes, while I was doing that with kombucha, I started doing a parasite cleanse on sequoia and had no idea that was something that was very new for me as well, but I felt so strong about it. And I started doing a parasite cleanse and then what I would do is I would change it up and have her see, she would see a person that does colonics and hydrotherapy, which is basically when they put water in your colon, they flush you out, and you're sitting there connected to this machine, and then it pulls out everything that's in your colon. And
which can be very shocking.
Yes, very shocking.
There's one of my partners is Natural Health Cabin. I go there, and I'm their health coach there, and the woman that runs it, Sandy Klott, who is fantastic. I hope you're watching, Sandy, on Facebook Live here. And she is a hydrotherapist, a colon hydrotherapist. And the stories that come out of that place and every other place where that's done are phenomenal.
It really is. The parasite thing is something that I would love to shout from the rooftops about because there is not enough talk about it. Everybody, or not everybody, but people feel uncomfortable talking about it. Like it's gross because you associate it, or a lot of times people associate it with third world countries and, oh, it can't happen here in the States. But the statistics are very high and people don't realize that and what they can do. So if 80% of your immune system's in your gut and you've got parasites living in that place where it's like a key place for you to stay healthy, you know, you've got some of your brain chemistries in your gut, you've got serotonin and hormones and all different kinds of things. And a byproduct of that can also be candida overgrowth. So a lot of people have heard about that, and then they do yeast cleanses and different things, which are great. But if you're not taking care of the root cause, which a lot of times is parasites, it's going to be an endless battle.
It happens, and you know what? It happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
It and I know that feeling. It is a little embarrassing to talk about.
Yeah.
You know, it can be because there's a stigma attached to it. And it's like, oh, you know, you must be dirty. There must be something. It must be from where you traveled. And yeah, I've done some traveling.
Right.
But my problem, I think, you know, started before that. We're mammals. We forget that sometimes because we have this awesome big brain that a lot of mammals don't have, right?
Yeah.
I guess no other mammal really has what we have in terms of brain capacity. So, and I think especially in our well-developed country here, we think that we're too clean, too smart, too educated. This can't happen to us.
Yes.
And you know what? Yeah, it definitely can.
It can. And I tested myself. I know now where she got it from, but I was full of parasites. But there was, it's kind of like the bacteria. I was actually very intrigued by it. I wasn't grossed out by it. Like, I thought it was super fascinating because you don't hear about it enough. So when I first realized that I had them, it caught me off guard and I was like blown away by even the idea of it. And once I started even studying what parasites were, the different types and on, I went even harder into it. Now, again, I was also going very hard into the kombucha. So I'm going to switch back now to the kombucha for a minute. So around that time, she was doing colonics. She had done over probably 150 colonic treatments. And we didn't stop until we saw that she was cleared out. And parasites are hard to get rid of because they lay eggs inside of you. Again, gross, but it's true. And
there are so many different types. Too.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people immediately go to something like worms. And yeah, that's one type of parasite. But there are protozoan, bacterial, all kinds
Giardia,
of different.
Giardia.
Yeah,
yeah.
And fungus, all kinds of things. Candida, of course, you mentioned.
Yeah. And so once we got her cleared out, that's when I started focusing even more on the kombucha and started giving it to her. But I didn't tell her it was healthy. Again, she had become very cynical because of all of the things that we tried and didn't work out. 3 days into it, she was able to get out of bed, which was huge. It was so amazing. And I started realizing at that time that what was happening is that her immune system was able to rest. And whatever was in the kombucha was allowing her that peace to be able to start to heal. And
what was that moment like for her to get out of bed?
Oh, Sequoia could win the lottery and she wouldn't. She'd be like, oh, that's cool. You know, you'd think it'd be like, wow, you know, and super awesome and all that. That's me. You know, that's where I kind of come in. But she's a lot like my husband. They're just very like, oh, yeah, it's great. It's awesome, you know, but it's okay.
But it felt like a win for you, at least in the moment, I'm sure.
It did. And I also think that she didn't want to get disappointed if it didn't stay that way. And I get that. And so I continued to give it to her all the while, started studying more at that time about brain chemistry and the gut and your vagus nerve and the messages and how live food is so important, fermented food is so important. And 3 months into it, we found that if she stopped drinking it, she would regress. So I knew that there was something to that. And we continued to give it to her. Well, about 2 months after that time, so now 5 months into it, we had crossed paths with a doctor in the UK who had a theory about Sequoia skin, and in particular, the eczema. And he had a theory that, you know, Staphylococcus aureus is a bacteria that lives on your skin. And most people have heard of staph infections. Well, that's when staph turns on you, and that's when staph becomes bad. However, it stays on us all, you know, it's always there for our benefit. But when it turns on you, then that's when you can have skin reactions and it can get into your blood and all different kinds of things. And that is what his theory was about her, was that she had an overgrowth of staph. So we tested it to see what his recommendations were and his protocol, and we followed it, and she's 95% healed now. And what was great was she had her blood test done maybe about, and this was when she was 16, so she was 17 at the time, and when she got her blood tested, she tested negative for all of her autoimmune diseases, which was unreal, because basically what was happening is that the one autoimmune was setting off another autoimmune, and it was like this trickling effect.
Totally, yeah, because as we look at, you know, where the genetic weaknesses may be, and it's different for every person, I kind of liken it to, what's a good analogy? You know, if you've got a dam and you've got all this pressure built up, right, and then it's, you know, it spouts from one spot. You can stick your finger in and plug it, but it's going to spout from another and another and another if you don't take the pressure off. And so, yeah, that's how we get into this point of, like, for me, I had 7+ autoimmune disease diagnoses. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. I still can't believe that you went through that. But, yeah, it is. It's constant damage control. And I think that the damage control is ultimately what ended up pulling me back to look at this from a whole and go, okay, what is the root of this? You know, I can put steroid on this, or I can do this and it's going to hold me over for a day. But what's the root of this? And for me, I wholeheartedly believe that it was the parasites that caused it, as well as the candida overgrowth. Once we eradicated the parasites, I ended up having her tested again for candida, came back negative. I mean, we have candida in us in a healthy way, but it wasn't an overgrowth. She didn't hit those numbers.
Yeah. And so that's something important to touch on, right? I was teaching a gut health class last night, and we were talking about, you know, a lot of people don't realize, they think probiotics, okay, well, we just need all this good gut bacteria, right? But actually, we need both. We
yeah.
need a balance, and we all naturally have a little bit of a little good and a little bad going mm-hmm. on, but it's when those potentially harmful bacteria or fungi, candida, things like that become out of check that we've mm-hmm. got this issue. So if we can keep the kombucha and the probiotics and the good stuff coming in, it keeps them in balance, right?
Yeah, for sure. And they're fascinating because they are live. They can communicate with your live cells, you know, with human live cells. And then that's where the beauty happens, because when they're communicating together, then it communicates different things that your body needs, like the support of your immune system. And even our moods, you know, if you don't have serotonin in the right levels, that's where depression does happen. And that's where different things can, you know, come out of it, whether it's depression or ADHD or anxiety. Yeah, all that stuff. And so it's like, it's easy to think about taking a magic pill and making it all go away, but it's not.
Wish it really worked that way.
Yeah.
But all we're doing is masking the symptoms and not yep. getting to the root of the issue.
Yeah,
and,
absolutely.
And that root of the issue will keep growing and growing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So kombucha in itself, basically what it is it's sweet tea that you add to a culture being the bacteria. And the cultures look like pancakes. A lot of people have different, you know, names for them. SCOBY, which is an acronym for symbiotic culture of bacteria and yeast. I just like saying culture. But yeah, and they feed off of the sugar that's in the sweet tea. And so the end product then, after about 5 to 7 days of being mixed with the culture and the sweet tea, is the kombucha. And it's super fascinating. You know, in our brewery, we have gigantic cultures all over the place. You know, it's really fun. And so what happens, you know, in our culture is, you know, if there's not enough fermented foods. So if you can take a drink like kombucha, or if you can take sauerkraut or different things that are fermented and incorporate that into your diet, it's like that much better you're going
to
be.
And it can honestly change your world.
Yeah.
I've seen clients come to me with anxiety, ADD, ADHD, some depression-like mm-hmm. symptoms, and, you know, what else? Toenail fungus, skin issues, all kinds of things, right? And this is just one person, their case coming to mind. And just by changing their microbiome, mm-hmm. you know, just by shifting that good bacteria and killing off some of the candida and the other things that have gotten out of control, completely different person.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it really is. It's like when you go through a cleanse like that, even if it's just like a general detox, there's something, it's almost like a reset, you know, for your body and soul. You know, I mean, it just brings a harmony to your body that nothing else really can do. And so that feeling of real happiness and joy, you know, all of it, when you've been on this other side of dealing with like the heaviness, it's really amazing. It's something that I can't even really put in words. And so now she shares her story. Sequoia is an amazing girl. She shares her story whenever she does events. And we've been doing this together. She's my best friend. And it's been great. It's been really good. The key thing with kombucha that I would like to mention is when you're drinking tea, this was a really fascinating thing that I learned when we started, is that when you buy teas that are, even if they're organic certified, if they're middle to lower grade teas, like the less expensive teas, they're typically grown in regions where the air is really polluted. So you've seen on the news with China, and a lot of them are wearing face masks, and it's the industrial part. That's where a lot of the teas are grown, and tea leaves are like sponges. So it pulls everything that's in the air and it absorbs it, and then they're drying it out and then shipping it, and then we're putting it in hot water and drinking it.
Andrea had never thought of that.
But yeah.
That makes so much sense. I mean, that is the job of a tree, to clean the air. And so, yeah, it naturally attracting all of that. And
yeah.
Then, oh.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy, and kind of like your reaction now. I then started looking into the areas where I wanted to get my teeth from. And it was a big game changer for me because in Europe, they're coming out with neurotoxicity reports connected to tea. And so I'm like, okay, we're going to start this business. And, you know, I want to be integrous in everything that we do. And the tea is the key component to our product. And so I started researching and found out that when you go inland, away from the coast and the industrial parts, that the air is like very pure. I'm not going to say it's perfect, but I mean, it's very pure. And I started buying from this company that is certified heavy metal free, toxin free. It's kosher, it's fair trade, it's like everything. And I felt good about that. Because if those reports end up, you know, if we don't do something about it and they end up coming over to the States, some people are going to get scared. And that'll ultimately end up affecting, you know, our product, of course. But I can say we have this tea and you don't have to be afraid and it's okay, you know.
Well, and this is an interesting conversation too, because a few episodes ago I had Symbol co-owners on, Becky and Greg, and we were talking about, you know, what does organic really mean anymore? Mm-hmm. And this is an interesting point, you know, to think that an organic tea leaf can then still also be, you know, just because it's grown organic, depending on where it's grown, it may not be as organic as you think. And so knowing where things come from is so important.
It really is. And what I didn't realize and what most people don't realize, unless they have a business that's organic certified, is that you can't certify air and you can't certify water. You know, so when those are two big factors that are involved in the growth of something, but yet they can be tainted. It's like, okay, well, what do you do with that? You know, and just like what you said, it is a filter. The leaves are filters. And so we buy high grade teas and I feel good about them. It does change the price point of our product, but there's a reason for it. We also add essential oils and cold pressed juices. We don't use concentrates. But I never wanted to start our business knowing that we were going to have an impact on people that couldn't afford it. And so I am a big advocate for teaching people how to make it. It is cheaper to do it. And I want people to have access for themselves to be able to make kombucha, you know, on their own. And we're also big advocates for other brands. You know, I always tell people, if you're not drinking ours, just drink it. You know, whether it's Synergy or anybody else's, just to incorporate the fermented part of it into your diet. Now, ours is different because I'm educated in the tea aspect of it. But I look at it as like a family. We're all kind of running the same race with just a different face.
Everyone's just wanting to help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So, all right. And you said that you teach people how to make kombucha. Mm-hmm. When and where can people, how can people get in touch with you for something like that?
Sure. Well, I'm going to be doing an event tomorrow at the Natural Way at 6 o'clock. And Katie, the owner, had invited me to come and I'm going to teach people how to make it. And we also just created a video with Reason Why Productions. Danny is our videographer. And I have to name drop that one because he's amazing. And he created a video. We did a video not too long ago where I'm teaching how to make it. So that's going to be posted on YouTube on Monday. And that way people ask me, I can direct them to that video and they can get the whole lowdown on it.
Well, and we've run out of time here, but how can people find your YouTube channel, your Facebook, and give them some contact info?
So komblu.com, it's KOMBLU. That's where our retailer list is. That's our Facebook is the same. It's komblu. Instagram, same thing, komblu. And yeah, and we update it all the time. I really appreciate you having me as well. Thank you.
Absolutely. It's been an awesome conversation as always. Yeah, Andrea Garcia.
For sure.
Yeah, Andrea Garcia of komblu kombucha. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This has been Amanda LaPlante. You've been listening to Get Real to Heal on KWRHLP 92.9 FM. For this and other episodes, find us online at soundcloud.com/getrealtoheal and reach out to me anytime at amandalaplante.com for a free consult or other information. Have a great day.